This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's 2 o'clock, and you know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
$250,000. Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. It's good to have you listening. That is defined by the National Football League to our team, owner Arthur Blank, $250,000. Jeff Ulbrich gets fined $100,000. This is for the prank that Mike and I discussed earlier in the week, and you probably by now have heard. Shador Sanders gets pranked by Jeff Ulbrich's kid, Jax. And this has become a story. But, you know, as we said the other day, look, we went in on this. Mike and I had a great conversation about it. We said, look, we'll see what happens. Well, today that punishment came down. And, Mike, here's the deal for me. This is where I'm at. I know a lot of people are like, this is steep. Why are we in the news for the wrong reasons? Why does it seem as though our Falcon football team always is in the news for the wrong reasons? We're not in the news for playoff runs. We're not in the news because we won another ring. We're not in the news because, you know what, we've got special players, and we do, and we're talking about how well they performed. It's always stuff like this, Mike, where we're in the news for something else other than what we should be. And for me, that's the frustrating part as a fan is, look, I'm not paying the fine. I know Arthur Blank's probably not happy, Mike. But at the end of the day, it feels like as a fan, this is the kind of stuff that everybody wants to discuss instead of discussing what kind of team we're going to have.
Yeah, man. I said it on Twitter today. Follow us. He's put him up. C-Dukes on Mike Bell ATL. You know, in all my years, about six, you know, five or six, I started knowing what the NFL was, followed a bunch of teams wherever I've lived. I've never seen a team get fined for more stupid blank than the Falcons. I mean, you know, you realize, guys, and it's funny, that fake crowd noise that got pumped into the Georgia Dome, that cost us a fifth rounder and $350,000 in 2016. Carl, that could have been the corner that would have stopped the bleeding in the Super Bowl.
You're absolutely right. We'll never know. It could have been.
We may have drafted a guy in that fifth round pick that might have been the secret sauce when things were going downhill. But again, $350,000, a fifth round pick over fake crowd noise pumped into the Georgia Dome, which is the stupidest freaking thing. And again, that was an inside job. Somebody on the inside ratted him out, because I don't know how you'd ever know that.
Niche.
You know, and nobody snitches get stitches. And then, of course, you know, you had Kirk Cousins, what, 6 or 7 hours before it's legal, talking with a team that the only team he was talking to, there was slam dunk, he was coming here, and no one else had even a sniff of a contract for Kirk Cousins. And that cost us a fifth rounder this year. You know, and now you throw this thing in there. I mean, look, as we said, I mean, there's 21-year-olds right now that are serving in the military. There's 21-year-olds that have kids, and there's 21-year-olds living with their parents. You know, so it's a full spectrum. And I don't know, you know, where Jax is and all that. All I know is Thanksgiving and Christmas will be a bit awkward, I would imagine, at the Ulbrich house.
Jeff Ulbrich, our defensive coordinator, is speaking to the media. And we're going to let you hear some of this as we move along today. We want to get your thoughts now that the fine has been issued, guys. And again, $250,000 for the team, $100,000 for Jeff Ulbrich. They prevented the disclosure of confidential information that was distributed to the NFL clubs in advance of the NFL draft. That is how it was stated by the league, and that's exactly what happened. Look, there's a reason why you don't have these potential prospects' numbers just roaming around, okay? So that is confidential information, and so that is a big part of why the fine was so, in many people's opinion, Mike, excessive. Now, we do know Jeff today started his statement out by saying his actions and his son's actions were completely inexcusable. He apologized to Shador Sanders, his family, and to Arthur Blank. That's where it starts. And I said to you, you know, for the biggest thing that you've ever done in your life, and I don't know what that is. I know what mine is. All you can do is apologize and hope to be better moving forward. That's all you can do. And hope that you get the trust, Mike, that the people who you've harmed or whatever have may have happened in your life, that you get that back from them through your actions. So for his son, the son has to build, you know, his trust with his parents. That's a personal deal. We will never know how that plays out. But for Jeff Olbrich, you know, and I said this the other day and people got upset with me. I said, look, I don't blame Jeff. As a parent, you shouldn't be. And if you're doing this, by the way, you got some other issues. You shouldn't be coming home and trying to hide everything when you come home from your kids. You put stuff down. You would hope they respect it, Mike, right, and they're not going to be going through your stuff, and that you've raised them in a way that, hey, okay, you know better. And I'm not telling you that Jax didn't know better, but to me, that's why I'm not pointing the finger at Jeff. He probably did this a million times and nothing happened.
As we said, it's just an incredibly bad decision. It's an incredibly immature decision. And you know, we got in that debate on Monday, you know, about expectation. As we said, everybody matures at their own level. Guys make mistakes. Adults make mistakes. We all made mistakes. But I mean, one thing I think we all knew and we talked about on Monday, you know, don't mess with dad's money. Don't do something which is going to jeopardize, you know, your dad's place of employment. So, I mean, that's generally considered common sense. So, as we said, I mean, yes, this kid, or a young man, I'm not going to say kid, young man, however you want to phrase it, you know, is going to be dealing with this, you know, job interviews, things like that. Oh, for people who remember, maybe they don't, I don't know. But, I mean, the idea that somebody wants to throw death threats, come on, get some gosh darn perspective on this. Okay, that's just plain ridiculous, you know, and that's just, you know, people just losing their minds over something, which at the end of the day, yeah, it's stupid, it's embarrassing, and, you know, if there were more pranks that he was involved with, apparently they've isolated just one, that's it, over and done with. And now Jeff Olbrich's humiliated by this, the Falcons are embarrassed by this, and we'll hear if Jeff, if he's addressing any questions about it today at the press conference.
As I've said today, here's the punishment. Find us on social media, I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes, Mike's at Mike Bell, ATL. And then I said, let's move on. Hopefully this never happens again to any potential draft pick. That's where I'm at. I don't know what – do you want me to just stand on this table today and go nuts and go crazy? Guys, fine's been issued. Team's going to handle it. Jeff Olbrich is doing everything in his power to say the things that you only can say in these situations. I'm sorry. 404-726-0929. That is the number. If you have a thought or opinion, we'd love to hear from you. And as we said, find us on social media. This is news simply because this came down today. And, you know, again, as far as Mike and I were concerned, we were moving on from this thing. Like, look, we're not going to do anything to this young man. Nothing's going to happen with Jeff Olbrich. And the league did what they needed to do because they have to set a precedent moving forward. You cannot have, in the future, assistant coaches, Mike, or offensive or defensive coordinators leaking numbers, no matter how it goes down, without some kind of consequence. So for everybody that wanted consequence, Mike, they got it.
Yeah. Jeff Olbrich's history with the Falcons, not so great. Anyway, so moving forward, hopefully things are going to get better. And this guy that's had some errors in judgment himself, as far as personnel decisions back in the day, whether how much he was involved in getting in someone's ear about a certain edge rusher we drafted over another, and then his time with the Jets and now his time here. I hope he does better, you know, with the defense, you know, managing his computer. Let's put it that way.
Mm. All right, guys. Speaking of Jeff Olbrich, let's hear his opening comments just moments ago up at Flowery Branch.
Obviously not happy and shocked. And so I made the Falcons aware of the situation. And then our next course of action was to try to get a hold of the Sanders family so we could apologize in person, which we were able to do. The Sanders family, Shadur and Coach Sanders were amazingly gracious, more gracious than they needed to be in a moment like this. Yeah, it's another part of the regret, you know, obviously tremendous amount of regret for what my son did and for what I allowed in being neglectful in that way. But it's another part of the regret is there's so many amazing people in this building that did an amazing job in this draft process, and then to pull it off on draft weekend and do as well as they did, it's hard because those people should be celebrated in these moments, and they probably weren't as much as they should have been. Yeah, it's difficult, but like I said, it's something that I brought upon myself, and my son brought upon himself. So it's one of those things where we gotta take this on the chin, and we absolutely are doing that and taking full responsibility. And I'm hopeful we'll grow and be better because of it.
And that's all you can say. That's Jeff Olbrich, our defensive coordinator, talking to the media today about the actions of his son and how he said they were completely inexcusable, and apologizing to the Sanders family, obviously Deion and his son. And look, I wouldn't expect. I told you guys this when the kid called, okay, over the weekend to apologize. Shador didn't have to take that call, and he did. So I wouldn't expect them to do anything but have grace in this situation, because I think that's the part that we all get caught up in is the hype and all the other stuff that happens with the Sanders family, Mike. It's marketing. That's all it is. At the end of the day, what do they really care about? What kind of person and people are they? And that's the part that I think you're hearing Jeff Olbrich talk about, because they could have handled this a completely different way.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if does the NFL, you think that they, I mean, how do they come up with a number? Because some said, why do they come up with $250,000? I had one guy on social media, well, Arthur Blank's a billionaire. This is a drop in the what do you want, to find him $1 million? I mean, let's get some perspective, okay? Anywhere, you know, six figures, you know, $250,000 sounds, I guess, about right. But, I mean, I don't know if it would be this much if you didn't have the hue and cry from ESPN, basically, an endless cycle of people whining and moaning as if what happened to Shador Sanders is the greatest injustice ever perpetrated on an athlete. But either way, it happened, and it's embarrassing, it's ugly, and look, that's basically all Jeff can say, as he can take it on the chin and turn the page.
And hopefully, you know, again, we're talking about things that matter with our football team. I just that's where I'm at. Look, over the last 6-7 years, when we have not made the playoffs, it's been about all this other stuff.
Right.
It's time for it to be about ball, as they like to say. We always talk about coaches and players. Oh, he loves ball. Can we talk about ball? Can we get to a point, Mike, where the football and the excitement of our football team and the players on our team are the conversation instead of something else? And again, this is one of many, as Mike pointed out. But to me, that, as a fan, that's the thing that's bugging me the most.
No, look, I'm sick of Kirk Cousins. I can't wait to get Kirk Cousins off this roster. I'm sick of talking about him. You know, I'm looking to see who we're going to get as a solid backup and a real, you know, sort of veteran that can be in there to help out Michael Penix Jr. And maybe it will be Cousins, and they're just going to ride this thing out. But that's going to be a distraction. So even if we're, you know, kicking butt, that story's going to hopefully, you know, not be too big a story, but it's going to be a story. But I'm with you. Bunch of just nonsense. I mean, this, you know, we had one of the drafts that most people feel really good about. You know, I mean, it's rare to see a lot of folks around the country give us a good grade on a draft pick.
Mm.
You know, and I get it. There's some high risk, high reward with Pierce. We've dove into that. But a lot of folks and a lot of Falcon Nation feel really good about this draft. And then you deal with this sideshow. So, as you said, can't wait to turn the page. But, you know, just some things, and this is, goes back to that, you know, Atlanta-itis thing, Carl, that some people say. You know, when you're a dysfunctional franchise, stuff like this happens. You know, and that's when you get labeled. You know what stops that? Winning the Super Bowl. You know, then you're no longer dysfunctional. We won Super Bowl 51. All of a sudden, we're the, you know, one of the great stories in Atlanta sports history. We're not this dysfunctional train wreck, which always seems to manifest itself in strange ways we've never seen before.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is, again, it's not about losing. It's not about how we lost. This is more about how this team and situations have happened that have given us and left us with a bad taste in our mouth. Mm. And that is why, when you talk to people that are not from the A, or you travel around the country, these are the things that people talk about. They don't ever go, man, you know what, Michael Penix? Man, you know what, Drake London? Oh, my God, I can't wait to see with Bijan. That's the conversations we should be having. Not, oh, so it happened to y'all. Because that's right. What happens. And those are the conversations we get.